in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, all you beautiful people. It is just going to be a fabulous weekend, not just because it's Mother's Day weekend. Yes, I love earning that extra holiday. It is just so fun. But you know what? It feels so good on Mother's Day is to be able to do something good for other people. So here on the Vero Insider, we are helping join forces so that we can make a big impact this weekend and help raise some non-perishable food items and paper products to benefit a couple local charities right here in our own backyard. And this was the brainchild of two lovely local realtors that just took the bull by the horns and called upon White Glove and called upon these amazing charities and said, let's team up and let's make an impact. So Lucy Hendricks is here, Berkshire Hathaway. She's an amazing agent with an eye for luxury and also a big heart to give back. Lucy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Anna. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So what can folks anticipate this weekend? How easy are you and your fellow agents at Berkshire Hathaway making this opportunity for folks to be able to contribute?
Well, we wanted to make it a central point. So it's going to be held in the parking lot of our office at 3377 Ocean Drive. So it'll be very simple. But we also realize that people don't want to be, you know, in tight quarters. So what we're going to do is to make it as contact distant as possible. We're going to have the truck from White Glove. Thank you very much to White Glove for offering that to us. We'll have the truck there in the parking lot. We'll have boxes, but people can literally drop off their donations on the sidewalk without coming near the truck, the volunteers, and they can just leave their donations and go. And then the volunteers from my office will box them and put them in the truck, and White Glove will deliver the donation collection on Monday to the two recipients. And so we're really excited.
Yeah, and that's just going to be so easy and seamless. And of course, hopefully we'll be able to really hit upon the needs of a couple of our local charities. So when we get off the line with you, we are going to delve a little deeper with our friends at the Senior Resource Association and see what they are going to need. Yet you also decided to do this as a benefit for the Indian River Food Pantry, too.
Right. So the Food Pantry of Indian River County was who I had contacted, knowing that there was a need right now, especially for food donations. They've been in Indian River County for more than 20 years, and they provide for people in need. They actually have a small list. I mean, it's variable, but we would prefer not to have glass bottles, though we would take them. But what they're really looking for are like canned meat, pasta, rice, beans, tomato sauces, cereal, the things that you would ordinarily expect to donate. And they are, and macaroni and cheese, stuff like that, that peanut butter and jelly, things that are shelf stable and non-perishable. And they are grateful for every donation. And I should add too, I believe this is the case with Senior Resource Association as well as the Indian River Food Pantry. But if somebody wants to drop off a check payable to them, they can do that too.
Yeah, checks don't even take up barely any space on the truck either. That's a great idea,
Absolutely.
Lucy.
if we could fill the truck with checks, going somewhere. Well, no, that's what we're so excited for, is to try and make this simple, get everybody over this direction in a position to be able to do something that's not particularly difficult. And as I said, doesn't require a lot of contact or going in and out of an office. So we just thought an outdoor little pickup like this would fit the bill.
And in addition, just because it is so conveniently located right there on Ocean Drive across from the Holiday Inn Oceanside where the Mulligans and all of that action is, folks could then also peruse around and frequent some of our beachside shopping and eateries and the like, right? So they could really just enjoy a Mother's Day weekend out and about Oceanside.
Right. Absolutely. And hopefully it'll be beautiful over there. And I think more and more places will be open in that. I don't really know hours and so forth, but it's right by the beach. It's going to be, it's a nice spot.
And so this is going to be a Saturday and Sunday. What are the times, Lucy?
from 10 to 4, both Saturday and Sunday.
That is terrific. And for folks that are interested in learning a little bit more about you, or if they just think like, wow, I just love the initiation that she's taking, is there a website where they can check out some of your listings and more about your bio and the like?
Yeah, actually, LucyHendricks.com.
Well, how convenient. Lucy, thank you for all you do. We look forward to getting out there, helping out this weekend, and making an impact for the Senior Resource Association and the Indian River Food Pantry. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you so much. And thank you to White Glove for partnering on this, because we couldn't do it without them.
Our pleasure. We love helping with all the heavy lifting.
Alrighty. Happy Mother's Day to you.
And to you, my darling.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So speaking of Mother's Day, you know, it is a good opportunity if you want to pamper the leading lady in your life with the opportunity to purchase some gift cards right now. We have some wonderful sponsors at True Colors Salon and Spa where you can go ahead, and we're hoping, fingers crossed, that the week of May 11th, that we will be open for business again, staggered appointments, and we'll be able to feel fresh and fabulous. So if that is in fact the case, swing in. You're welcome to pick up a gift card and in addition, potentially book an appointment. Same case in point with our wonderful friends over at Foxy Nails, where once they're able to open come May, they will be open 7 days a week by appointment only, but you can always purchase a gift card. Every mom, every leading lady loves to feel pampered. And with that being said, let's talk about pampering some of those seniors in our life. We are reaching out with the beautiful Emily of the Senior Resource Association, whom has a demand for their seniors for some paper products. So for folks that are out and about this weekend and you want to do something good and you want to make it easy on yourself and you swing by Berkshire Hathaway's office there on Ocean Drive, you can bring some of these products. Emily, hi there.
Hi, how's it going, Anna?
It's going so good. We are so excited to bring a bunch of empty boxes out this weekend and fill them up. And there's a need for some paper products for the seniors that you all work with.
Yes, so we have a high demand for toilet paper, paper towels, Lysol, disinfectant wipes, baby wipes, you name it. Some of the items, you know, that are difficult to come by, that's really what we can use. Our food pantry is doing really well at the moment, so if we can see more of those paper products, that would be great. But of course, you know, if you have extra shelf-stable foods, we will accept those as well. And we did just open a second location for our food pantry pickup in Sebastian. So.
Oh, that's exciting. And real quick, because I know that a number of folks are familiar with the name Senior Resource Association, but might not understand everything you all do. This week alone, you showed a huge wave of support for your volunteers for the Meals on Wheels program. That's just one facet and one program that you all head up, correct?
Yes. So our Meals on Wheels, currently we assist homebound seniors, and we bring them, normally it's one hot meal daily. Right now it's one hot and six frozen for the week. And then we're also trying to bring them any food pantry for additional meals. So, you know, those shelf-stable meals that they can prepare, spaghetti and meat sauce and tuna and all those, you know, good shelf-stable meals that can last them throughout the week, as well as other programs that we offer include our adult day services, which are temporarily suspended due to COVID, but we're looking forward to reopening with phase three. And then right now we're launching some Zoom activities for those who normally spend their day with us. So we're excited about that.
That's fun. I just love all that forward thinking. I mean, we got to get creative. And I know
we also do all the transportation.
I was just going to say, talk us a little bit about that. Because is that still up and running presently in the midst of COVID?
Yes. Our Go Line and Community Coach has been pretty much its regular scheduled routes, except for we've suspended two of them. To have a backup vehicle for any of the busier routes. So that way we can keep less than 10 people per vehicle. And then our community coach is still tripping people to their regular appointments.
That's wonderful, because it's such a necessity. So many folks really rely on that transportation, and the Senior Resource Association does an incredible job at streamlining that and making such a big impact in the lives of a number of seniors and caregivers throughout Indian River County. If our listeners say, I'm compelled to give this weekend, doesn't work out for me to bring those paper products by the Berkshire Hathaway office on Ocean Drive Saturday or Sunday, and they want to just delve a little deeper on the website, maybe look at donation options there, what's the website that they should go to, my dear?
SeniorResourceAssociation.org, all one word. And, they can like us on Facebook. We are doing a push for Giving Tuesday, which is tomorrow. So if they're in the giving mood, a $10 donation could provide a meal for a senior. So if they're looking at wanting to give monetarily, that's a great way to do it. But we are going to be continuing this new program, this food pantry, for quite some time, and we're seeing that the shopping assistance program is starting to get popular as well. So if anyone wants to get involved, they can visit our website. They can stop by if they'd like to drop off their donations. We do have pantry hours that are open to the public and to the community between noon to 4 daily, both in Bureau and Sebastian. And then again, if they're homebound and they can't get out and they need to call us, we can deliver pantry items to them at 772-569-0760.
Such big hearts. Emily, you and your amazing team led by Karen Deagle over there at the Senior Resource Association, I am always in awe of how much you are able to accomplish in any given day. So once again, we're collecting paper products on behalf of the Senior Resource Association all weekend long. It's Mother's Day weekend. Buy in bulk. Give a little. You'll feel so good about it. Emily, thanks for joining our broadcast. We'll be seeing you this weekend.
Thank you, Anna. You're so wonderful.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so this is exciting to know that with just a little bit of effort, we can make a big impact and then still peruse up and down Ocean Drive, get some fresh ocean air, sip on a cocktail. I mean, it's just a good way to spend your weekend and feel really good and count our blessings in the midst of this COVID crisis that we're hopefully on an upswing on our way out of. And I'm just really excited that we're able to be a part of helping in such a easy effort this weekend to make a difference to our local charities. Again, Senior Resource Association and the Indian River Food Pantry. We're going to meet a couple more guests when we get back from our commercial break. I am Anna Valencia Tillery. You're listening to The Vero Insider. Check us out online, theveroinsider.com. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlaks for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Join White Glove Moving and Storage this May to help keep America moving. That's right, it's time to get back to work, and by helping move you, we can all do our part to assist in revitalizing the Treasure Coast economy. During National Moving Month, take advantage of our deepest discounts ever. Book your complimentary survey in-home or virtually, and we will secure your move locally or nationwide. Call 866-GLOVE-10 today or visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com. Let us keep America moving together.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. May is turning out to be a marvelous month thus far. I am so happy for our community and the sunshine and the sense of giving that is being bestowed upon us. And we're making it real easy this weekend. We've been hearing from a few friends that are helping in this initiative, this Mother's Day weekend giving extravaganza. And we have our co-chair of this effort. She, too, is a fellow realtor at the Berkshire Hathaway office. She's part of the Sand and Land team. Welcome the beautiful Beth. Darling, how are you?
I'm good, Anna. I'm good.
I am so glad that you and Lucy came together and said, let's make a positive impact. Let's do something that's fun for the community and easy. I mean,
easy.
It doesn't get much easier than this, right?
Right, right.
So for our listeners that might just be tuning in on their way home from work, you all are going to be hosting an opportunity for folks to simply drop off some non-perishable food items and paper products at your Berkshire Hathaway office on Ocean Drive all Mother's Day weekend long, right?
Yes, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4, and they can bring it however they want to bring it in. Publix bags and garbage bags, whatever, just no glass, please. So we will be collecting for the food pantry and for Senior Resources Center. So there's paper products that Senior Resource Center definitely needs, along with other things that seniors need.
That's so true. And we just had a call in from Emily Snow with the Senior Resource Association. And she'd mentioned a number of wipes and toilet paper and paper towel. And so certainly those things are all light and easy to carry as you drop it off. And then you just stroll about Ocean Drive.
Right. And if you think about it, these seniors have a hard time getting out anyway, and they really shouldn't be out. So,
true.
You know, that's what the wonderful things that the Senior Resource does with what all they're doing for these seniors. So to have not only the Meals on Wheels, but also to now be able to give them the paper products and soaps and Depends and protective bed pads, all of those good things that they need and can't get out and buy.
I love it. And this is just a great way to be able to, you know, clean out your closets and, you know, perhaps you've lost someone along the way and you say, oh, we don't need these things anymore. And you're able to give it and pay it forward. And then who knows, maybe grab one of those delicious frozen orange juice and vanilla soft serve things across the street there at that Countryside. That's just a good way to spend your afternoon.
Oh, isn't that the best?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and now that the shops are open back up, you can not only, we're located at 3377 Ocean Drive, just across the street from the Holiday Inn parking lot on the corner of Beachland and Ocean Drive. So you can come do your drop off and then go support our local merchants that are happy to open their doors again.
That is so true, Beth. I just love the idea of on Mother's Day weekend going shopping and having a great experience, maintaining some safe distancing, of course, but just really getting out and emerging from this doom and gloom that we've been subjected to. Beth, could you please share with our listeners your website so that if they want to learn a little bit more about you, your bio, your level of expertise in the real estate industry?
Okay. Well, I have a team, and Maria Calderon is the other half of my team, and our website is sandandland.com. So that's sandandland.com, and we are the easy-peasy ones to get in touch with. We are part of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Florida Realty, and very easy to find us. We do the mainland and beach. But we also do a lot of pay it back to the community because that's what it is all about. So this is another good project that we're behind and know a lot about most of the charities that we have got in town. So we like to, when we get a new buyer that's buying a home, we ask them, what do you like to do in your retirement years? So we point them in the right direction for doing their own volunteering when they get here.
That is wonderful. Well, Beth, we look forward to working with you this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find the White Glove Truck right alongside the Berkshire Hathaway office there on Ocean Drive, Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 4. Come, drop off, donate, and then stroll about. Beth, thank you for all you
right.
do.
All right. Thank you, Anna. And
cheers.
Thank you for White Glove to support this.
Our pleasure.
Right.
Anytime.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so while our producer is pulling up our friends from Indian River Food Pantry, we're going to give a quick shout out to Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. If you got your stimulus check and you're looking at saying home ownership is what I want to get out of a condo, I want to get out of an apartment, I want a little piece of land, well, Caliber can help you get into the home of your dreams, the one you can afford. It's always the complimentary survey. They have a great team over there. You'll be so happy that you set up for that consultation. And a special shout out to Blue Star. They will be opening back up for Mother's Day weekend. Gift certificates available so you can pamper that leading lady in your life there at the Blue Star in downtown Vero. And once again, thank you to White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, local and long distance moving. Take advantage of their deep discounts all May long for your heavy lifting and moving needs. Now on the phone, we have our new friend, Tom. He is with the Indian River Food Pantry. How are you, my friend?
Very good. How are you?
I'm terrific. You know, we've got just a couple minutes left of the broadcast, and we just wanted to let our listeners know what are some of the things that are in high demand there at the food pantry that they can stock up on, do a buy one, get one, what have you, and drop off this weekend from 10 to 4 at the Berkshire Hathaway offices Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of things in demand, but I'll tell you what the things that we're having trouble getting, are difficult to get in the stores as well, though, and that's things like dry pasta, noodles, spaghetti, rice, you know, staples like that that are easy to cook and
it goes the distance, yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
And then on top of that, the things that also we could use are you know, the canned meals like SpaghettiOs or ravioli, stews, canned goods like that are, again, easy to prepare and easy to pack and hand out.
And easy name recognition. You know, some of those have been around since the World Wars, and they did a great job to feed Americans then, and they're making a
right.
comeback. There's something, you know, that feels good. It's just like a warmth association with it. So that's good
exactly.
for our listeners to know that we
yeah.
do, in fact, need all those dried pastas, rices, and, of course, any of those delicious canned goods and soups. It goes the distance. And what are the hours of pickup for families in need there at the Indian River Food Pantry?
We are currently distributing food on Monday from 9 to 1, Tuesday from 2 to 5, and Friday from 9 to 1.
And that is there inside the church?
It's at, the address is 2206 16th Avenue, basically on 16th Avenue between 22nd Street and 23rd Street. And it's basically a walk-up. Outside walk-up window. We've been doing a drive-by, and that'll be tomorrow as well. But starting Friday, as we're increasing demand, we're asking people to park in front and walk up. We'll have marked off 6-foot distances to keep, you know, people separated. As they should. As
yeah.
they continue.
And that walk-up window is really easy to find there at that
exactly.
you know, beautiful
it's
church.
Very well
and very well posted. One more time with the hours, please, Tom.
It'll be 9 to 1 on Monday and Friday, 2 to 5, or actually 1 to 5 on Tuesday. So Monday and Friday morning, Tuesday afternoon.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of community players with big hearts. This weekend, you can help make an impact. Berkshire Hathaway, White Glove Moving, we're stepping up to make a difference to benefit the local Indian River Food Pantry, where if you know families in need, they can pick up Mondays and Fridays in the morning, Tuesdays in the afternoon, and for our Senior Resource Association friends. Tom, thank you so much for calling in today. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you this weekend. Have a great Mother's Day. Cheers.